Hi, I'm Dan. I'm a food addict, and it's great to be here. It's really nice to be here. So I'll just 30 seconds qualify, and I'll talk about sponsorship. So I am powerless over food. Would eat off the floor, eat out of the garbage, eat out of dumpsters, eat off of strangers' plates at restaurants before after they'd left the table before their table was bussed. And just could not stop the binging. Just, watching my hand put it in my mouth, saying, "I don't want to do this," but powerless over doing that. And more than that, we talk about having a disease, but also a dis-ease. And I was just the real problem is that hole in the soul, that discomfort, not comfortable with my own skin, whatever you want to call it. And that's the real problem. And my poor solution to that was food. And so I found out about OA in the late 80s. I came in, took me about a year to get abstinent. And then I found a sponsor. This means about sponsorship. And I personally got abstinent when I got a sponsor. I said those three magic words, which are, "I need help." And I've been abstinent ever since. And that's 1988. And I don't know off the top of my head how many years that is. I don't know what day I got abstinent because I truly don't count. I truly believe in just for today, I want to be abstinent. So now I'll talk about sponsorship. And so I in my first year, I think around 9 months, I worked my way up to step eight. I had written the four step, given it away, done the amends list. And my sponsor said, "Hey, you might want to start sponsoring." I'm like, "Oh my, I can't sponsor. I don't know what I'm doing." And I went to a sponsorship workshop that my intergroup had organized. And I remember one thing, especially from that workshop, and somebody said, "If your sponsee is ready, nothing you say will be wrong. And if they're not ready, nothing you say will be right." And I thought it took a whole load off me. It's not up to me, it's up to them to get that gift of willingness. There was also a joke in Lifetime at the time, which was, "How many sponsors does it take to change a light bulb? Just one. But the light bulb has to want to be changed." And I love that. And I also heard the pro tip to sound like a sponsor, all you do is say things where you repeat the same thing twice. Like, "It takes what it takes. You'll know when you know. Hurt people hurt people." And of course, the favorite, which is, "It's not about the food unless it's about the food. And then it's about the food until it's not about the food." And so then that's how you sound like a wise sponsor. And so how I sponsor people is basically I take them through the steps, because that is our program. Like, the reason behind the steps, and I love the Big Book for explaining it so clearly, is that we're beaten because our brains are our enemy. Our brains are what we can't trust. And if we try to solve our brain with our brain, our willpower with our willpower, we're hopeless. We'll never do it because addiction has that strange mental blank spot that the Big Book talks about. But then, Dr. Jung and the alcoholics in the 30s discovered that if you have this profound personality change, if you have this, where suddenly all your old ideas are cast out and new ideas come in, then you can be sober or abstinent, which makes sense because the real problem is the disease, the dis-ease. And the poor solution is the food, then the real solution for us addicts is to have that profound personality change. And a byproduct is to be abstinent. And that's what the steps bring about. And the holidays are approaching, and there's all these popular stories that you'll see the movies on TV and the books about the protagonist. Usually over one night, the start of the story is full of bitterness and resentment and hate. And by morning, they're full of love and goodwill and peace. And that is a profound personality change. That's what I want. And that's what the steps bring about. This kind of, they sort of stumbled across this process. You don't have to wait to get struck by lightning. You can actually manufacture this personality change by following these steps. And so that's really the program. The program is, we talk about joining a program. You really can't join a program any more than you join a recipe. Here are the steps we took, suggested as a program of recovery. And so we joined a fellowship. So that's why I take sponsors to the steps. Partly because it's so effective, partly because it is the program, as I mentioned, and partly because I'm just so selfish. I'm really a selfish person. And I don't get any juice out of hearing how their day was. I mean, yeah, a newcomer for sure. I'll listen to you for a couple of months because when we're new, we don't know really how to talk to anybody. But after a while, it's like, how's that inventory coming? How's that men's letter coming? And so I take them through the steps, and I guess I'll spend much of my time talking about how I work people through the steps. Step one, I think step one and two are attitude steps. The rest are action steps. And step one, as we say, we don't take step one, it takes us. We're beaten. But I think I can help. My sponsor helped me say, let's just kind of hurry that process along about admitting powerlessness, which is just take a piece of paper out and write down bullets. Every time I thought that I was powerless over food, I've got hundreds of examples. It's only for me. No one's going to read it. Oh, that one picnic, or that one time at the graduation. And also where my life is unmanageable. Oh, that job. Oh, that relationship. Just to compile the evidence that normal people don't do with food what I do with food, and don't live life like I live with life. And then step two, again, an attitude step, I think. Where we have to come to believe there's something out there that can restore us to sanity. In seeing this is I don't want to do it and I'm still doing it. That's the insanity. Restore to sanity is, oh, I kind of want to eat right now, but I have this buffer of that's a bad idea. Let me ask for help. Whereas before there was no choice. Powerless is powerless. And so and as we know, it doesn't have to be a deity. It can be anything. It can be the program. It can be the process. It can be the fellowship. I'm an engineer by training, and I love the big book. It says, "Do I now believe, or am I even willing to believe there's a power greater than myself?" And well, if I want to be open-minded as a scientist, of course I'm willing to believe. No one's ever seen an electron, but here we are talking through electrons, so I got to admit there might be something out there. And there's all this evidence of all these people in OA who have what I want, and so I'll go. And then step three, which is the first action step, which is out loud. To say in presence of somebody else, yes, it says turn my will and my life over to this power, which I truly believe is the step, but it doesn't have to be so dramatic. It can be almost, I use the analogy of if I want to learn to fly to be a pilot, so I sign up for flight school, and I don't know a thing about being a pilot. All I know is I'm going to do what they tell me because I want to experience flight and I don't want to die. And it's kind of the same thing with OA. It's like, I want the spiritual liberation you all have, and I don't want to die from food addiction. So I'll go to flight school and do what they say. And when I take step three, I'll do what you tell me to do from now on. I'll go to meetings, I'll get a home meeting, I'll get a service position. My sponsor tells me to do that. I'll do that. I'll make the phone calls and I'll work steps 4 through 12. And then and step four, I love step four. And I do it out of the big book, not because I'm a thumper, because it's just so effective and so straightforward. And also it starts with resentments. It's like pulling you in with like this little bait, like, oh, who doesn't want to talk about resentments, And so you get to start off with the juicy stuff. And then you get to find out what your part is behind that. And it's so straightforward that it looks like a spreadsheet. And in fact, a friend of mine made a spreadsheet with not only the matrix you see in the big book in chapter five, but all the follow-on questions. We return to the list. Where were we at fault? What were our fears? How can I pray for them? And so each of those gets a row in the spreadsheet. I'm sorry, a column in the spreadsheet. And I love it because it's so easy to tell to for me, because I do it once a year, or for a sponsoree, just fill in one cell tonight, or just by the end of the week, do one row or one column. It's very tractable. And as you get to the right-hand columns, you start seeing, oh, here's where I'm at fault. Here's that kind of thing. So it's very doable. And I try and set a date for my sponsorees. How about, 6 weeks from now, kind of thing. And I have some sponsorees who are very, they really go for it. Some they have willingness, but they just don't get around to it. So we end up having study hall. We'll meet at the park bench or the coffee shop, and they'll just spend an hour kind of working through that row or column. And it helps me a lot. And then step five. Obviously it's a formal, let's air it out, tell me everything kind of thing. And I like to take notes with their permission. And my goal for them is afterwards, use a highlighter or a pen or whatever. Afterwards, come out of that fifth step with a short list of your fears and flaws, your fears and faults. What are those? And for me, Dan, it's I'm fearful, I'm selfish, I'm willful, I'm a malcontent, and I'm arrogant. I just know that's who I am. In the morning when I do step one, I'm powerless over food. I'm also powerless over those character defects. Because that's what I need to take into the next steps to have it lifted. Because I can't lift it myself. I mean, this is, as we say, it's not a self-improvement program, it's a self-acceptance program. And so I just have to accept this is who I am. I'm a scaredy cat. I'm fearful. And fear is number one for me. And there's so many categories of fear. Fear of the choices my son is making, fear of world events, fear of what people think of me, and I can take those into the next two steps. And then six and seven, the so-called mystery steps. There's only like one sentence in the big book on each of them. But I, that's, this is the heart of the program. If the real problem is my maladaptation because of my character defects, this is the real step one. This is the real step one. And so what I do myself and I ask my sponsorees to do is go through each of those short list of faults and fears that we made and just look at, we know what it's doing for you. It's giving you some protection. What's it doing to you? Yeah, I want people to like me. Like, say I want my boss to like me. But I'm so tentative about that. I'm so nervous that I end up not doing my job very well, and my boss really doesn't like me. So I'm bringing about the opposite of what I want. So that kind of cost benefit analysis on each character defect to get me really and to get my sponsors really ready to say, I don't want this anymore. And it's scary because it's my armor for life. Like I had to get rid of this thing and now have, oh my gosh. So anyway, so then step seven is like a step three, like a step one. It's like, okay, God, I'm ready. Out loud. These, and the prayer is a step seven prayer and the step three prayer in the big book are beautiful prayers because they're so radically selfless. It's like, get me out of the equation. Because if I have an ounce of self, I have a mountain of fear and resentment and expectations, and just let me be helpful. And eight, again, very straightforward. And I love how it's eight is separate from nine. We can make the list. We can rehearse, we can write down exactly what the harm is. Maybe there was no harm, maybe there's no amends to be made. What is the harm? What can the amends look like? Let's write the script. And especially to make sure that we really are changed, that we really can go, even if only 5% of the problem was mine and 95% was theirs, I really can go with a sense of, I don't care about your side, I'm gonna get rid of my 5%. And so this takes a long time. And step nine especially takes a long time. Partly because to make sure we do it right, and partly because we have to, we have to kind of wait on outside circumstances. Is that person even around? Can we make that amends? And so this drags on for many years, took me many years, sadly, and my sponsorees sometimes. But I just love the joy of making the amends. And then 10, again, the big book is very clear. It says, watch for resentment, dishonest, afraid, and selfish, those four things. And also the daily faults and fears and amends to be made and throw in a gratitude list. But I just want to make sure that my sponsors are doing that. Are they checking for the daily fears? And, things come up, call me, talk about it. And 11, it's such a beautiful step. So many ways to do both prayer and meditation. And I don't care what my sponsorees do, just tell me how you're doing each of those every day. Walking, meditation, swimming, I don't care, poetry, as long as it's your form of prayer and your form of meditation. And then 12, that kind of three-part step. The first part, again, an attitude, just kind of recapping. I've now had a personality change. And the third part, being different in all my affairs. But that second part, especially about working with others. This is the real joy. This is the real, this is another reason why I love to work the steps with people, because I love to see them change. Partly it's just so beautiful to see them change. And also then I can kind of stirs up my program. And so I'll ask them, hey, definitely get a service position at a home meeting. And I encourage them to sponsor somebody else. Then it's so much easier to talk to my sponsorees because they're getting the juice off of their sponsorees and their problems don't seem so big anymore. And I don't cut them loose. I'm still their sponsor. We still talk. It's just go help somebody else out because this is the biggest, first of all, it's the way to stay abstinent. The way to stay out of the food is to help somebody else stay out of the food. No questions. But also it's such a joy. It's such a joy. And so that's what I do, and I'm a terrible sponsor. I have to. I'm a terrible sponsor because I've had, I don't know, 100 sponsors in 30 some years, 100 sponsorees, and I can count on just a handful are long-term abstinent because I'm very hands-off, very laissez-faire. You call me every day, I'll call you.
Five
I'll either pick
minutes,
up the phone.
15 minutes, Dan. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Linda. I'll either call you back or I'll pick up the phone. But the problem is, I'll say, "Hey, did you get that service position?" Or, "Hey, did you write out that row on the fourth step?" And they hadn't gotten around to it. And I'll talk to them. I won't hang up on them. But after three or four times, they realize I'm not going to call Dan until I do it. And so many drift away. So many, and I'll call him, a year later. One guy I'm working with right now, I called him a year later. It's like, "Oh, I need help." And so he's working with me again. He's really willing. But because I'm so hands off. Partly because I'm selfish. It's all about me. I don't want to spend 5 minutes on the phone with you. That's my disease, the same one that tells me it's okay to eat. Now, I've spent 5 minutes on the phone with you. I feel like $1 million, and tomorrow I'm going to pick up the phone because it helps me so much. But tomorrow I'm selfish again. So if you don't call me, I won't call you back. And they just drift away. And so I usually have, five sponsorees at a time. And usually only one or two are calling me every day because, I mean, I don't know. Also, we're all guys, and guys don't need to talk, and who knows why, but whatever. But the ones I do talk to are really willing, that gift of willingness, and it's such a joy. Just like last month, one of my sponsorees broke through something that had been dogging him for his entire life. And I'm like, "Okay, let's work the steps on it." And he got through step seven, and he was like, "Oh my God, this is a miracle. It's been lifted." I'm like, "Yeah, it is a miracle." So that's why I sponsor, because it helps me. Yes, I know the selfish thing to say is, "Oh, those 100 sponsorees, only a couple are sponsor or abstinent," but I'm abstinent, and that's a selfish program. And service, I mean, I always smile when we have a hard time getting people to do service in meetings, because it's not like always trying to take something from us, always trying to give us something. It's like you're the one who's not getting the bang here. And so I've done all the service. I've done the intergroup and world service, and I always like make sure I have a service position at my home meeting. And I've always ever since that day when I asked for a sponsor's help, I've always had a sponsor, and I've always had sponsorees. And maybe a month goes by between one sponsor moves away, before Zoom and everything, and I got to find a new one. But I was always talking to someone every day. I make sure I'm making a phone call, and every day I make sure I'm taking phone calls, and I do the other things too. Ask my sponsorees to do, go to meetings, figure out your food plan, whatever that is. Talk to a nutritionist. I do believe myself that it's important to know before I put the first bite of a meal in my mouth what the last bite's going to be. Whether that's you've got a food plan, whether you've written it out, whether you've weighed and measured it, whatever you're calling your sponsor.
That's 18 minutes, Dan.
All right, thank you. I do believe that. I do believe going to lots of meetings. I like to go to four a week because that way no more than 2 days goes by without my brain going off the rails. Definitely a home meeting, definitely service, definitely working the steps. And I always, every day I work 1, 2, 3, 10, 11, 12. And every year I work 4 through 9, and I ask my sponsorees to do that. I guess I'll stop there. I cannot thank OA enough. It has changed my life. I've had that personality change, and I'm still wacky every day. I'm still fearful every day, but I have tools. I'm not running from it. And I'm free from the slavery of food. Free from the slavery of food. And all the gravy has come, all the cash and prizes has come. I've had a wonderful career. I've had a marriage. I've had children, my greatest teachers. All of that came because of away. I didn't plan on any of that. All I planned on was showing up, and doing what was in front of me, and doing what my sponsor told me, and having sponsorees to help me grow. So I'll leave it there. Thanks so much.